Gibson of the International Secret Police. Now that Speed, Clint, Barney, and Bob Gilmore are all at Dr. Kingsley's, the octopus launches a final attack to wipe out the most important members of the International Secret Police. He does not know that the boys are holding Quan Wu, his right-hand man, prisoner inside the house, and Wu is unable to warn his master that the police suspect that something is up because the telephone wires leading to the doctor's house have been cut. When Clint learns this, he sends Bob Gilmore out to tell the Hong Kong police guard in the garden to send for reinforcements in case of a possible attack. The octopus gangsters have already overcome the guard, however. Bob is knocked unconscious, and the octopus, directing the attack in person, sends his men into the house by means of a secret passage. Speed and Jean, seeing them enter, hasten down the secret passage to warn Clint of the danger, since the gangsters are blocking the stairway. At the head of the passage, Speed comes face to face with a masked man, the octopus in person.
Oh, Speed, don't let him touch me, don't.
Don't worry, Jean. I'll protect you.
I have no time to waste with children. Get back up the secret passage, Speed Gibson, ahead of me.
You mean you're going to follow us?
It is not a question of following you. You are my prisoner.
Oh. Master! Master!
Yes, Lou?
We have conquered our enemies. What is to be done with them?
I shall come immediately. Do nothing until then. Now, Speed Gibson, back into the secret passage.
Come on, Jean. And don't be afraid.
I can't help but be afraid, Speed. Alone in this passage with the octopus.
Enough talk. Hurry along, you two. I am most anxious to meet my enemy, Clint Barlow, face to face.
So, we're going to see the octopus at last, then.
If we only had some way of getting word to Li Ying at the police station. This would be a swell time to round up this octopus gang. I think they're all in this house.
Oh, no, Bonnie. The octopus would never concentrate his forces all in one spot.
What do you think the outcome of this will be, Clint?
I don't think that the octopus will show any mercy, Dr. Kingsley. May as well be frank about it. He considers me a deadly enemy, and will only be too glad to get me out of the way. The worst of it is that you, Jean, and Speed are in this mess, too.
Say, where are them kids? They went upstairs before all this excitement started.
Well, perhaps they escaped.
Not a chance. This house is surrounded by octopus men. His spies must have slipped through the police lines to cut the telephone wires. And then the police were silently done away with, and we were the next.
Yeah, when all that shooting started with the lights out, I didn't know what had happened.
Yeah, it's a lucky thing they were, Arthur. Some of us wouldn't be talking now. Where the dickens is Speed?
Look, Clint, in the doorway.
Speed and Jane.
And the octopus.
Clint, we tried to warn you.
By way of the secret passage, but we met the octopus.
So I see, Jane.
So, you are Clint Barlow.
As if you didn't know, Eight Face.
And your attempt at humor brands you as Barney Dunlap.
That's right. Now, supposing we break up this guessing game and you take off your mask so we can see who you are.
No, he won't do that, Bonnie. Even now, when we're his prisoners, the octopus wouldn't have the courage to unmask.
Still playing for time, Barlow, eh? Still hoping that I might slip up on some small detail that might save your life.
Not exactly, Octopus. But I have some curiosity as to what sort of face is behind that black mask.
You seem to dislike my mask. And yet you disguise yourself by makeup, Barlow.
Well, how do you know, Octopus? Have you seen me in the past? You know how I really look?
I have never seen you as you really are, Barlow.
Yes, but I've seen you, and that's why you wear a mask, so that I won't recognize you.
I advise you to forget your attempted police work, Barlow. You and the others are completely in my power. You have no chance of escape. Make the most of life while you have it.
Oh,
you dirty rats. Let me get my hands on you.
Stay where you are, men. Don't be foolhardy, Barney Dunlap. One wrong move, and you will never make another.
Talk's cheap, old devilfish. Call off those armed lapdogs of yours, and let's see how many moves you'd make before I got a good grip on your neck.
Pipe down, Barney. I said pipe down. That sort of talk isn't going to help any.
Very true, Clint. Is there anything you'd like to say before...
Yes. I have a request to make, Octavius.
A request from a prisoner?
Well, I think that I have a right to make this request. You and I have been playing a game for a long time, Octavius. Now, I would stop at nothing to make you my prisoner, and you'd rather capture me than any other man in the world.
You are right, Barlow. Capture you and destroy you.
Clint!
Now, take it easy, Speed.
Oh, Clint, the octopus can't hurt you.
There, honey.
Now, it's for these that I speak, Octavius. We are enemies, old enemies. And since I have lost, well, I must take the consequences. My little Jean, Speed, and Dr. Kingsley will give them their freedom.
You amuse me, Barlow.
Amuse you?
Yes. Do you think that I would free your nephew so that he could carry on where you left off? You forget that Speed Gibson has been directly involved in frustrating my plan several times.
You refuse my request, then?
Pity has never been a weakness of mine, Barlow, and it is your greatest fault. That is why I have conquered you at last.
Let me at him. I'll tear him apart.
Gee, it's sure brave to sock a fellow when his hands are tied.
It's all right, kid. I'm saving up all those socks, and I'll take them out of that guy's hide yet.
Enough of these empty words. Line the secret police and their friends up along the wall that holds the Chinese gong.
Oh, Octopus, I beg of you. Have pity on my little girl.
No, Dr. Kingsley. You had your warning, but did not heed it. Those who travel with the secret police must suffer the consequences. Get up to the wall.
What's he going to do, Clint?
I don't know, Speed. That devil has no heart. But whatever happens, remember you're a member of the International Secret Police and meet your fate like a man.
It ain't going to happen. Bob will bring reinforcements in the nick of time. Wait and see.
You are wrong, Barney. We stopped Gilmore in the garden. Definitely stopped him. Now, up against the wall, all of you.
Here, Jean, keep hold of my hand.
Oh, Daddy, I'm so afraid.
Don't be scared, Jean. See, I'm right beside you.
You, Clint, stand a little away from the others.
Why?
I want the extreme pleasure of dealing with you personally.
You fiend.
You misjudge me, Doctor. To show that I am not altogether heartless, I will allow you all a half hour more to talk to one another. It will amuse me.
Where's Li Ying? Who are you?
Never mind.
Where's Ying? I must see him.
What is going on? Bob Gilmore, yeah. Is that really you?
Yes, Ying. I came for reinforcements. The whole Octopus gang has trapped Clint and the others at Dr. Kingsley's house.
Oh.
We've got to get back, or it'll be too late.
The Octopus gang at Kingsley?
Yes.
Sergeant, call every available man in the police department. Get them into cars, well armed, that we know the minute you all are ready.
Yes, Mr. Ying.
Here, Bob. Come in here. Let me tell you a little more about it.
Oh, we've got to get back. We can't stay here.
But we shall as soon as the men are ready to go, but I must know more about the setup, Bob. Tell me everything as briefly as possible while I tend to the bad cut on your head.
Oh, no, it's just a scalpel, and that's all. There's no time to waste on that. Clint suspected that something was up when Quan Ru arrived at the doctor's. Then we learned that the phone wires had been cut, so Clint arrested Wu.
Yes, Quan Wu. I've suspected him for some time, but we had no direct proof, you know.
Well, Clint ordered me to report to the police guard in the garden with an order for the captain to send for reinforcements. After I got out in the garden, however, I realized that the man I started to talk to wasn't an officer at all.
Oh.
I started to question him, and that's the last thing I remember.
The Octopus gang replaced every one of our men, huh?
Exactly. Evidently, they thought they'd finished me, too. But when I came to, the garden was deserted, but there was shooting inside the house, which was completely dark. I knew that our only chance was to get more police on the scene, so I came here as quickly as I could. There's a guard outside the garden wall, but just a small one.
I had no trouble slipping past them. Then I was lucky enough to meet a rickshaw boy, and he brought me here.
Good work, Bob. Good work. Now, you will stay here while we go back to clean up the octopus gang, yes?
What do you mean? Stay here at the police station? I should say not. I'm going back and get that fellow that slugged me.
You will never make it, Bob. You will pass out in the middle of the excitement.
Not me. Hey, I've been hit on the head so much in the last few weeks that I'm getting used to it. Just try and keep me here.
All right, Bob. Come along, then. One moment. Hello? Hello? Sergeant. Store plenty of tear gas bombs in the cars. Yes, tear gas. That is right. And notify all police substations to stand by in case of emergency calls. I think we can handle this mob easily, but I do not want to risk losing one of them. Yes, that's right. Thank you.
That's fine. Are the men almost ready?
Just about, but before we go, Bob, let me tie this clean handkerchief around your wound. You won't be quite so gory.
Oh, thanks ever so much,
no,
King.
Hold still. Yes. Now, there you are. Let's see now. Here's a revolver.
Oh, thanks again. I'll need that. The octopus mob must have taken mine.
This is a crucial moment, Bob. Either the octopus will be driven out of Hong Kong, or he will be stronger than ever in power. We cannot lose.
Well, I only hope that we're not too late to save Clint and the others.
I hope not. Yes?
Men are ready to go, Mr. Ying.
Good. Come, Bob. We have some important work to do at 14 Lang Soo Road.